Okay, our learning should be in Tzchus of Fushalima, Yitzhak by Vittoria, Yuhus by Chayefera, Pinkas by Sester Malka, the Sof Shar Chol Yisrael. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Balak, and there's a lot of fascinating, beautiful ideas, but I thought we're going to try to connect it to Tefillah, something we haven't talked about in a long, very long time. We're going to have five different ideas about Tefillah. See, when it comes to the beginning of Parsha's Balak, you think, you know, the Jewish people have some nuclear bomb. There's something so terrible, something so powerful that Balak is so scared. The parsha starts off, "Vayar Balak ben Sipor is kol asher asa Yisrael Amori." Balak ben Sipor, the king, Balak ben Sipor, saw everything that Klal Yisrael did to Amori. And what happened? The psukim go on to tell us that Moab was also scared. So Midian and Moab, Rashi famously tells us in pasuk Dalet, "Hala halo me'olam hayim sonim zed zed." They usually always hated each other, but because of their fear. Of Klal Yisrael, they came together to fight B'nai Yisrael. So I'm going to go into a little deeper message. Why is it that Balak is so afraid? Why is it that Midian and Moab are so afraid of Klal Yisrael? We're going to have five ideas in the Koach of Tefillah, and we're going to see how really Balak, the deeper essence of what Balak was afraid of Klal Yisrael's Tefillah. Says the Trisker Magid, and this will go into the second idea of the Noam Malimach, the Magen Avram, not the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, and the Torah, excuse me, but the Magen Avraham, the Trisker Magen. He says in a beautiful idea in this opening pasuk in Parshas Balak, "Vayar Balak ben Sipo es kol asher aso Yisrael Amori." He says the pasuk pshat is Balak saw what Klal Yisrael did to Amori, that they tore them down, they destroyed at the end of last week's parsha Sichon. Finally, the Og was defeated. Says the Trisker Magen, Balak saw what? Is kol asher asa Yisrael le Amori. Amori is a lashon dibor. It's a lashon of speech, of amira. It's a reference, says the Trisker Magid. It's a reference to tefillah. Says the Trisker Magid, Balak saw their ability, Klal Yisrael's ability to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem listens to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to Klal Yisrael's tefillahs. Balak says, we need to get armed. The first things first, we have to have peace with Moab. The pasuk even goes on, the next pasuk, "Vayagar Moav Nei Ha'am." And even Moab was terrified. The Trisker Magid said, "Ha'am" is a reference to the Jews, who are just the Pashut Jews, the regular Jews, not a tzaddik, not the Gadol Dor. Moab was even afraid of the Pashut Tefillah. How many of us think that a mincha here, a mincha there, if not the Gadol Dor, if you don't have kavanah until Elokai Netzor, it's a tefillah out of the window? No, says the Trisker Magid. Moab was even afraid of the Ha'am Jews, even of the Pashut Jews. So the first idea, the Trisker Magid, is you want to know why Balak was so afraid. Balak was so afraid, "Es kol asher aso Yisrael le'emori." Emori is Loshon Amira. The Klal Yisrael had the ability to daven, and Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillahs. That's what we're so afraid of. This leads us to the second idea. Beautiful idea. The same insight, but in a different way. The Noam HaMelech says the same exact thing. "Ki Balak haya mevin b'Yisrael, she'yicholim lifo b'dibar shalhem, says the Noam HaMelech, Balak knew that Klal Yisrael has the ability to change things and change results in their lives. As the Gemara in Moed Katan famously tells us, Tezayin Amud Beis, Hatzadik goes there, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Right? The Gemara says that Hatzadik decrees, the human being says something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to fulfill what he says. And that's what it means. Vezehu vayar. What does vayar mean? What does it mean? Vayar Balak. And he saw it and it appeared to him. As it says in Amach, it's a lashon havana. He understood. Shehavin is kol asher aso Yisrael hu le'emori. He understood that everything that Klal Yisrael had was what? Le'emori. Bishvil le'emori hu adibor, says in Amach. It was because of their tefillah. Vezehu shomo ein kochon ele befiv. We know Chazal tells us that their koch of Klal Yisrael is dafka in their pet. But the Noam HaMelech once says even further, just like this Trisker Magid. Aval b'pshutei ha'am hayim misyarin. The Balak and Bilam, you know what they weren't afraid? They weren't afraid of the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim always have, of course they were afraid. But the Balak and Bilam were even afraid of the ha'am Jews. Even the simpletons. Even the Jews who you know, sometimes mess up. Kodesh Baruch Hu always listens to the tefillah. Says Noam HaMelech, you want to know what Balak and Bilam were so afraid? This is really the same idea of the Magen Avraham, but he says, the Trisker Magid, but it says it in a different way. Vayar, the lashon of the understanding. Balak ben Sipor, ace, not ace, but because ace is because. Kol Yisrael Yisrael Amori. You want to know how they won the war against Og and Sichon and Amori? is because of what they did, is because of their tefillah. An incredible insight of the Trisker Magen and the Nolmai Mach. And that really brings us in to our third idea. This highlight of tefillah, of Klai Yisrael having this koch of tefillah, doesn't only find ourselves in this week's parsha, we actually find it in last week's parsha too. If you look at the pasuk in last week's parsha, pasuk chaf, perek chaf, pasuk yurches, the pasuk tells us when Klai Yisrael was trying to pass Edom, and they asked him for permission if we could just pass through your land, Edom, pasuk yurches, famously says, "No, thank you. We're not going to let you land." Vayomer elav Edom. Edom says, "Lo savor bi. You're not going to pass by me. Why? Pen bacherev etzel likrasecha. Because if you come against me, if you come past me, I'm going to draw my sword out." Rashi famously brings down that Edom came from Esav. Esav says, "You know, I have a koach of mine. My koach is the sword." But he was also referencing the koach, your koach. Look at Rashi right here. Says Rashi, Pasuk Yuches, Atem misagim b'kol, shoyishechem avichem amartam v'nitzak al Hashem, v'yishma kolenu. Says, you're very proud about your tefillah, you're very proud about your father's tefillah, and you have the koch to be able to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you know what my inheritance is, says Edom, v'ani el aleichem b'mach shoshini avi, you know what I inherited? V'al charbecha tichya. It says the Medrash in Tanchuma, B'shalach, you know what I inherited? I didn't inherit a tefillah, I inherited the sword. I inherited the terrorist attacks. I inherited the guns. I inherited all the terrible, terrible, tragedy events. That's what me says, Edom. So Edom says to Klai, so you want to pass by me? I just want to let you know I'm going to be able to get you. I'm going to be able to hurt you. So it's a famous question from Rav Hershel of Zedichov. It's actually Rav Melech Biederman brings this down idea. He says, what was Edom really saying to Klai Yisrael? And then Klai Yisrael doesn't go past Edom. If we really believed in our tefillah, then we should have davened, and we should have went past Edom. But Edom draws out his sword, and we go away. Says Rav Hershel of Zedichov, an unbelievable idea. He says, you know when it comes to davening? Davening is not supposed to be something when we think we're given. You know, Hashem, I'm a good Jew, I deserve this. The essence of tefillah is realizing who we're standing in front of. It's feeling fully, fully indebted, and fully, fully under the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at the Lashon of Rashi from Chazal, Asem misgagim b'kol. If you have misgagim, if you have gaiva b'kol, that says Rav Hershel Zedichov, your tefillah doesn't work. Edom says the only way that tefillah works if it's done ba'anova, if it's done when you're realizing that you don't deserve anything, even the ability that you have to daven comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say Hashem svatzai tivtach ufigid tiyasat tiyasecha. The Sarim bring down that even before we daven, we have to ask Hashem for the ability to daven. And that's what we're going to see even later on in a few weeks, Parshas Va'aschanan by Moshe. I forgot who says this idea, but what the word is, Va'aschanan al Hashem ba'eis ha'hi le'mor. What does that mean, Va'aschanan al Hashem? That Moshe daven to Hashem ba'eis ha'hi le'mor. That he should be able to daven also when he stands in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we daven, we have to daven, we should have the ability to daven. So the third idea we see about tefillah is that it's got to be done with a nava. And if there's a speck of gaiva, look at me, look at my Shmona Esrei, look how long my davening is. You know, I put on my talus over my head at the whole Shmona Esrei and the whole davening. And the tefillah is batal because the ikar of tefillah is specifically when it's done with a nava. And it's not only tefillah. We know this applies to Torah too. Gemara Tainis famously tells us that just like Torah flows down the river, so too Torah flows down to someone who's humble. It also applies to Torah as well. If you look at Rav Tzadok HaKohen, brings down, I believe, in one of his svarim, maybe Resis Delilah, he writes, we say in Elokai Netzor three times a day, V'nafshi ka'ar for the kol tiyah, Hashem, you should make my soul like dust, and then pesach l'bi b'sor zecha, then Hashem, you should open my heart. Says Rav Tzadok, it's not two different statements, it's actually one statement. You want to know how to get your heart open to the Torah? You want to know how to get grant access to have the path go to Torah, to have that geshmak in Torah? It's v'nafshi ka'ar v'lekol tiyah. Once you have the anava, once you have the humility, then you're able to pass. Then the Torah is able to be able to connect to you. And that's tefillah. Tefillah. The only way tefillah is able to connect to someone, tefillah is able to be poel, to be able to work. It was done by anava. Beautiful, three beautiful ideas. Sometimes when you're preparing a shir. I was preparing a little bit over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends you different things. So when I saw these first three things, it was very beautiful. And then I saw an incredible, incredible idea in Rabbi Nachman. And then we're going to end off with an idea from the Slonim, one of the Slonim Rebbe's, the current Slonim Rebbe. The first idea, the fourth idea of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman writes in the Likutei Moharan Tanyono in Kuf Yud Aleph. He says that someone came to Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman writes, someone came to Rabbi Nachman, and they asked him that they want to feel close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Nachman answered, "You have to go learn. If you learn Torah, you'll feel close to Kodesh Baruch Hu." So the guy said back to Rabbi Nachman, "Halo eini yachal umon. I don't know. I'm not able to. I don't know if I'm able to learn. I can't learn. I'm not able to learn. I don't know Hebrew. Whatever. I can't." Rabbi Nachman answered back, "Hishivlo, al yedei tefila, yecholin lavo lako, lecholtuv." Rabbi Nachman said to this Jew who thought he wasn't able to come too close to Hashem, Rabbi Nachman said, through the power of prayer, through the power of tefillah, you're able to get anything in the world. You're able to connect to anything. La Torah, v'avodah, l'chol ha-kedushos, l'chol ha-avodos, l'chol ha-tovah shebechol ha-olamos. You're able to connect the Torah to tefillah, and to all the avodos in this world, and all the good things in all the worlds. Rabbi Nachman's telling this Jew, when a person enters a real tefillah, he puts his kishkas into it, Kadosh Baruch Hu listens. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens, and a person is able to a person is able to connect, a person is able to grant be granted access. And just before we get to the fifth idea, sometimes it looks like our tefillahs aren't answered. But we must know, we have to know, it's brought down by all the Sfarim, there's no tefillah that's not used. The answer might be no, right? As a parent, I know sometimes when my daughter wants a lot of gum, the answer is just no, because then she won't be able to sleep good at night. So sometimes the answer is no. But does that mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening? Of course not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. We know that was the famous curse by the Nachash, of Meir Parmishlan, famous one of the Rebbe's, writes down, Parshas Bereishis. What's the whole curse by the Nachash? Adam got had to go make Parnassah and he'll make a livelihood. Chava got childbirth. But the Nachash got dirt and he got everything. He had to live on his belly. He doesn't have to worry about what to eat, where to sleep. He has everything. Says Meir Parmishlan, that's the biggest curse in the entire world. First, that's the biggest curse that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could do to anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nachash everything. He says, "I want to have nothing to do with you. I want zero to do with you." That's the biggest curse. Because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that, he says, "I don't want anything to do with you," that's the biggest curse. He says, "I don't have anything relationship." All right, when someone gets into a fight with someone and they're silent, and they don't want it. That's the biggest push away. The Rebbe Nachman has such a beautiful idea. You want to know how to come to anything good in your life? To put your kishkas into davening. And if you're not feeling it, Rabbi Nachman writes in another place, you try to fake it. Rabbi Kanetsky, I was at a camp last Shabbos, he said it, even if you're not feeling it, fake it to feel it. Rabbi Nachman actually, and this is brought down in psychology, in modern psychology, when you're not feeling happy, if you actually smile to fake it, you become a more happier person. Rabbi Nachman says, even if you're not feeling it, fake it in the beginning, and then it'll come in. The beautiful idea of Rabbi Nachman and davening. And finally, a fifth idea, comes from the current Slonim Rebbe, the Darchei Noam of Slonim, the son of the Nesiva Shalom. How many times in our life where we feel this field doesn't work, that we don't have any hope, we can't do anything, but it says the Slonim Rebbe, you have to push through, that initial yesh. And once we push through, then the tefillah we're able to be able to do anything that we want in our entire lives. And he writes this down over here in his piece called Lifnei Hashem Yishpach Sicho. Tefillah is the power of tefillah. A person able to uplift their soul and pour their soul, they become ka'odim chadash malei oza tatsumos. When a person puts his essence into tefillah, he becomes a different person. I know in my own davening, whenever I've gotten really into davening, I've never felt bad after davening. Right? After a good davening, I've never felt bad. Because when a person puts his kishkas into it, you come out of a place in a totally different way. V'tachas matzav shal yesh shalom rom shum koran or. You're in the corner of a tremendous yesh and there's no way out. But a person comes out of davening in a way there's no more yesh, because when a person puts himself into davening, it might be yesh in the beginning, but there's a little or in the end. And this is what he says over here. We say the pasuk says kimi goy gadol asher lo akim kerova me love kashem lekin bechol karein oy love. Pasuk says in Dvarim, says the son of a Rebbe. Bechol hazmanu v'chol matzavim, hein b'matz v'mashon again leklal v'hem again leprat. We have to daven in every situation that we have, not only the big ones, but even the small things. When you're waiting in the airport for your luggage, when you're waiting for a taxi, when you're waiting for the fax, just for little things. Daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the son of Rabbi. Don't just daven when someone gets sick. Don't just daven when someone needs a parnasa. when someone needs a shidduch, daven even for the small things. When a person lives with their lives in tefillah, you become a different Shabbos-digger person, you become a different Simcha-digger person. So let's just chaz with these five ideas. We start off the first ideas from the Trisker Mag and the Noam Malbach. You know what Balak was so afraid of? Balak was so afraid. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, Eis Kosher Aso Yisrael Le'emori. Le'emori Yisrael, Bishvil Emori, because of their Amira. Balak was so afraid of the Koach of tefillah. So maybe that's why he had to get someone who had the power of speech to counteract Klai Yisrael's tefillah. That's why Balak needed a Bilam. That's why Balak needed to get Bilam to counter Klai Yisrael's davening. But not only the tzaddik's davening, says the Noam Malbach and the Trisker Mag. Even the Ha'am, the Pasha Jews, the Jews who sometimes mess up, they're even afraid of those Jews. Then finally, so we saw the third idea, that even in Edom, last week's Parsha, we saw that they were afraid of people of Edom said, we have the koach of a sword, but you have the koach of tefillah, but the koach of tefillah only works if it's done with humility, not anova, not expecting anything. I'm just davening, because HaShpach gives me everything. And finally, the fourth idea we saw, Rabbi Nachman says, someone came to Rabbi Nachman and he said, I can't feel close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, to learn. He says, I don't know how to learn. He says, to daven. And once you daven, you'll be able to grant everything in the entire world. And this is the essence of what tefillah is. Tefillah, everything comes from their bonus shom. This is the fifth idea. Even when a person is beyesh, even when it seems like Kadosh Baruch Hu is not there, we have to throw ourselves into tefillah. That's what David HaMelech says, Va'ani tefillah. I am a davening. What do I mean, I am davening? David HaMelech calls himself a prayer. He is a tefillah. That every single second of his life, he's davening. And that's where the Son of Rabbi ends off. The person has to understand he's a davening. Everywhere he goes, he's always davening. He's davening in the subway. He's davening before he goes home. That he should have shalom with his wife. He's davening before he gets on a plane. A Jew is always davening. Just to close with a certain story. Rav Yossi Zagatinsky from Queens said this story over a few weeks ago. Such a powerful story. Story goes that there was once a person who was coming to the Rishon Rebbe. And he had a lot of tzaras. He had a lot of tzaras happening. And what happened was, he waited online for the Rishoner, and the Rishoner heard all the tzaras. He heard what was going on with his family, and he told this person, the Eibush is a help, and should help. So what happened was, this guy comes out of the office, and he said, I made to all the Rebbe's brachas, and the Rishoner had five sons. One of the sons was known as the Shinever. So the Shinever asked him, how did it go? And he could tell that this person wasn't so satisfied. He said, I don't know, the Rebbe is so special, but he just said that Hashem should help. And I don't know, I feel at a loss of words. The Shinever said, we got to go back in. We'd see what the Rebbe meant. So the Shinever brought this guy back into the Rishoner. And the Rishoner said back to him, Hashem should help. The Eibush is a helfen until Hashem helps. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always helping. But Kadosh Baruch Hu should help until he helps means that he was putting into a tefillah that Kadosh Baruch Hu should help when the time to daven comes, when the time of the Yeshua comes. Because this Jew came out of that office right then and there. When the Rishoner said the second thing, Hashem should help until he helps, means that a Jew has to daven wherever we go. Now standing right before the 3 weeks, where things, especially in the summer, we're davening Chas V'Shalom, is sometimes put into the back of our minds when we're traveling here, traveling there. Let's take upon this message of davening. We have so much to daven for in Eretz Yisrael, so much to daven for throughout the world. We should be zocha this week's parsha to take this koch of tefillah. Balak understood the power of tefillah, and yeah, that was the biggest threat that he was so afraid of. Let's take this tefillah. Let's take this power of tefillah that we have, Bez Hashem, to be able to use it. Not only the three times that we have to be able to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Inside the Beis Midrash, but always daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu wherever we go in our lives. We should be zochu Bez Hashem when we daven to bring down tremendous shefa and bracha from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Bez Hashem is Baruch Shkoich.